Here's an effort to get a little more income out of the nation's coffee drinkers. Starbucks, which already wants to be your coffee shop, restaurant, and record store, is now going to market a movie. Deborah Wong of member station KUOW reports from, of course, Seattle.
It is not exactly the company's first foray into the movies. Fans of Austin Powers may remember that Dr. Evil once had his headquarters in a Starbucks store.
Dr. Evil, several years ago we invested in a small Seattle-based coffee company. Today, Starbucks offers premium quality coffee at affordable prices. Delish.
But the company is now making a more serious move into film. It's putting its name behind a low-budget production called Akila and the Bee. The movie is about an 11-year-old African-American girl from the inner city who has a gift for words and an ambition to reach the National Spelling Bee.
In a place where dreams are hard to come by,
Akila, get in here!
One girl will start a journey where the odds are a million to one.
It might seem odd for a coffee company to be doing movies, but Starbucks officials say it's the next logical step in its entertainment strategy. Starbucks originally began selling music as a way of luring more customers into its stores. Since then, it has emerged as a potent force in the music industry. Ken Lombard is head of Starbucks Entertainment. He says the company surveyed customers and found they wanted movie recommendations as well.
When we find something that we feel is a compelling story, we'd like to be able to put it in front of them and say, you know what, this is a great film opportunity for you to take yourself, your family, and enjoy.
So Starbucks struck a deal with Lionsgate Films, the producer of Akila and the Bee. The coffee company will get a portion of box office receipts, DVD sales, and other incidentals. In return, Starbucks will market the film in its stores. Spelling bee words will appear on flashcards, cup sleeves, and coasters. Words like pterodactyl and logorrhea, which, by the way, means pathologically incoherent speech. The company hopes the main marketing force behind the film will be the people behind the counters. But it is still an open question whether word-of-mouth marketing can drive Starbucks customers into the movie theaters. Gitesh Pandya is the editor of BoxOfficeGuru.com, a website which follows the movie industry.
It's one thing when you do something at McDonald's and you're reaching six-year-old kids. It's much easier to excite them about a certain film. But if you're looking at your average 25, 30-year-old adult who's been marketed for years and is very savvy and knows when they're being pitched to, you have to do something a little bit different.
Company officials admit there's also a risk that customers may be turned off by a movie promotion. For that reason, they're moving slowly. They have yet to choose their next script. This is not the final chapter of the entertainment story, though. There are plans to roll out a Starbucks book sometime later this year. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.